It took 5 years of community meetings, fundraising, and planning to open Bloomington's first grocery store co-op. Now, 7 months after opening day, those behind Green Top Grocery say their work is far from over. Facing increased competition and softer sales than one market study predicted, Green Top is making some bold changes to stay on track. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Green Top board member Melanie Shelato and general manager Michael Pennington about their first 7 months in business. Pennington says it's going well.
We are adjusting to the reality of running a grocery store. You know, we spent a good 5 years or so planning how to open a co-op, and now that we're open, we're adjusting and developing to better serve this community. Sales in some departments have been well. Departments that focus on local products like produce and meat and surprisingly beer and wine have been doing really well. A little softer in other areas, but we're making adjustments to that so that we can be sustainable and serve this community for a long time in the future.
You said beer and wine, and it surprised you that it was doing as well as it is?
Well, in relation to the rest of the store, beer and wine is outperforming what a store of our size in this type of community typically does. I don't know if that's because we have a particularly good selection or this community particularly likes beer and wine, but it has been doing pretty well for us, yes.
So you revamped the deli, I understand. So kind of what's involved with that and why did you do that?
We heard from our owners that we wanted to have some a little bit more diversity in what we offered and hot options at the deli. And we were also looking at what was moving and what wasn't moving and made a decision to switch to a taco bar, which would allow us to offer a hot meal option to everybody, and has gone over really well. Sales in the taco bar have been really pretty steady and pretty good for us since we've launched, and has had a great amount of excitement from owners and others on Facebook and from customer comments in the store.
Okay, so you're getting the sense that people understand they can just kind of walk in, pick up something for lunch, and move on with their day?
Exactly.
Okay. How does the store's performance up to this point, after 6 months, kind of compare to what you were expecting and what the board was kind of projecting?
Well, we did a market study a couple years back, and it had certain numbers in it, but you know, the market has changed since then. New competition's opened up. Existing competition has really upped their game in natural and organic foods. So the landscape is a little different. Sales are not quite what that market study said, but they're still strong and steady, and we're seeing growth as we go forward.
What are some things that you guys did to adjust to that changing landscape? I assume you're referring to fresh time opening kind of at the same time you guys did and some other factors.
Well, we just need to reemphasize the things that really set us apart. We are a value-oriented and a mission-driven organization that focuses on local foods and supporting local producers, doubling down on those values and what really make Green Top a unique business in this community.
So we're doing a six-month checkup here, Michael. I wanted to ask about staffing levels at the store. We've heard some rumors that maybe some folks had to get laid off recently. I wanted to ask about that, see if that was true, and if so, you know, how should folks read that as a sign of health at the store?
Well, grocery is a seasonal business, and sales go up and down. And like any business, labor hours go up and down as well in reaction to that. Part of running a responsible business is making those necessary adjustments.
I'm an owner myself, so I want to know a little bit more about how you market to owners and folks who are not owners. What are some things you've done, and do you think you're doing enough at this point to reach the owner side and the non-owners?
I think that when we were organizing and we were talking to all the people in the community and we were talking to them about the reasons to become an owner and the reasons why the community needed a co-op, I think one of the best parts of that is that at that time, the co-op is in your head, it's in your mind, it's in your imagination, and it can be anything you want, right? Like everybody has a vision for what it's going to be. And as much as you try and answer all those questions and kind of ground those visions in reality, I think there's always going to be a little bit of a disconnect that then when the doors are on the store and they walk in and they're like, wow, this is gorgeous. It's better than I pictured. You know, we did hear that. But then it's sort of like, but then there's a real place that then you can start to look at and say, okay, well, this could be better. Well, I'd hoped it was this. Well, I thought it was going to be this. And so I think that one of the things that we've been working to do is kind of address those misalignments, I guess is the best word for what people envisioned. You know, I don't feel at all that we strayed from what we said we were going to do. In fact, I feel like we've accomplished beyond what we said we were going to do, you know, back in the day. But when we talked talked about we're going to bring local food. It's going to be organic, a lot of organic and well labeled. Okay, well, people, I think in their head, they felt like, well, if it was local, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be. And so I that's one of those misnomers, right? Like, cheap food, but it's not really cheap food. It's that somewhere along the production line, someone's getting poorly paid, you know, ethical values. So that's a conversation. And so that's the kind of things that we're trying to talk about more, is about those values, because if it's purely cost, then, well, chances are Walmart's going to win that every time, right? But Green Top isn't really just about cost. It's not just about food. It's the fact that this store is an economic driver for so many other things, about for the farmers, for the other charitable organizations that people donate to in-store. And so the store is a catalyst for good things that flow throughout the community.
That's Melanie Sheldo, a board member at Green Top Grocery, joined in studio by Michael Pennington, the store's general manager. I'm Ryan Denham.
Green Top is now up to nearly 1,700 owners. The store features products from 66 farms and food producers in central Illinois. Pennington says those locally sourced products make up 27% of the store's sales, well above the industry average of about 2%. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Mike McCurdy.